Hey, how's everybody doing? Welcome to another episode of JT Sports Breakdown, and I'm your host, JT. You can follow me on all my social media platforms, underscore JT underscore Brassi, Facebook, Jamarcus Jones, Snapchat, JT Brassi on Snapchat, everything. My Cash App is $JT Brassi if you want to be a contributor to my to my success. But anyway, there's a lot of things that have been going on in the offseasons of the NFL. There's a lot of things been going on with the NBA. There's a lot of things that's just been going all the way around the league. The AAF is a thing that I've really been excited about. The AAF is a new developmental football league for ex-NFL players to try to find their way back to the league, or just new players just trying to find their way to the league. They have great benefits as well, too. The base salary for them is around $85,000. They'll get full scholarships to any college that they want to go to, just in case football doesn't work out. And they have health insurance. They have housing stipends. They basically have everything the NFL player need. Everything the NFL player gets, but they just get less of a salary. You see what I'm saying? So, and I'm really fond of this Orlando team and the Birmingham team. Those two teams have really shown me that, well, it's good football to be played anywhere. It doesn't matter if they're in the NFL, the AFL, the AAF, or the AFL, the CFL. It doesn't really matter, because that Birmingham team and that Orlando team, they really knocking heads. And another person that's really been turning my head is Trent Richardson. Trent Richardson really has did a full 360. Even though he's 28 years old, he still shows bursts of greatness. Like, he can come back. And he could probably be on somebody's team as a third down back and get first downs. But in the AAF, he's really been running the ball. He's been running the ball a tremendous lot. So, yeah. Trent, I salute you, my guy. I hope you hear this. Yeah, I really hope you hear this, because I've really been rooting for you. You know, a lot of people been saying that your vision has been, you know, really bad. I've been one of the people that critiqued your vision, but I can see that your vision has gotten way better. I can see that you still run the ball as strong as ever. So, yeah, I really hope that you get another chance at Big Trots. With the NBA situation, I don't know what to say about the Lakers. The Lakers one day will make you laugh. The one day the Lakers will make you cry. The next day the Lakers will make you want to pull your hair out. The next day the Lakers just make you want to spend all your money on them. It's really up and down with the Lakers at this point. I really don't know. This might be the first year that I've been around to see LeBron James not go to the playoffs at all. Like, I don't understand what's going on with that team. I don't know if the chemistry is off. I don't know if it's just bad timing. I don't know if it's the teammates. I don't know what it is. But from what I look at from the last couple of games, I think what they've only won like two out of their last 15 or something like that, two out of their last 14. So, yeah, that's not good at all. And we're not used to seeing that from LeBron James. LeBron James is so used to dominate. And a lot of people have been saying, well, it's because he went to the West. I'm just starting to think it myself, because when he was in the East, we didn't have to worry about LeBron James making it to the playoffs. The playoffs, we just knew he was going to the finals. But now it's so many dogs in the Western Conference. You got to think about it. This man got to play Denver. This man got to play Golden State on a regular. He got to play Portland on a regular basis. He has to play Houston on a regular basis. He has to play all these different teams with so many stacked teams. It's ridiculous. Like, the Western Conference really became the most, like, dominant, the most dominant side ever, because whoever come out the Western Conference, to be real, we're just going to win the finals. And I'm just going to be straight up honest with you. The East really doesn't have enough. The East got a couple teams that could compete, but as far as going to the finals and winning, I don't see it happening at all. In the state of the NBA right now, the current MVP in my eyes got to be Paul George. Paul George has just showed that, man, I can go out here, I can ball with the best of them. I can go out here and give you 47 points. Then come back, give you another 35. Oh, y'all made me mad. Okay, I'm finna go out here and give you another 50. Or I can go out here, I can get a triple-double. Me and Russell can get a triple-double, and I can still drop 40 points. So a lot of people have been saying Paul George. A lot of people have been saying James Harden again, but I got Paul George. Paul George has just showed it. He's been doing it, and he's being consistent with it. He's not that type of person that's going to shoot 40 and 50 shots to show that, well, gonna be the dominant force on this team, and nobody else gonna take the ball. Nah, we know who run the show for. We know who run the show for Oklahoma City. Russell Westbrook run the show for Oklahoma City. But Paul George has just been showing out to the point that, well, people have to second guess that now. Also, with the NFL, man, these trades have been going crazy. People been getting released left and right. People been getting traded left and right. The Kansas City Chiefs picked up Tyrann Mathieu. Their defense just got a whole lot better in my eyes. Tyrann Mathieu's a younger body than Eric Berry. He's gonna come in. He can return kicks. He can play defense. He can just do anything they need him to do. To be honest with you, is Odell Beckham to the Browns? Welp, I can probably give you a prediction. 2021, if that team stay together and the camaraderie get right, 2021, the Cleveland Browns in the Super Bowl. I don't know who they're going to play, but the Cleveland Browns in the Super Bowl, you can bet your money on that. Also, the Cleveland Browns got Kareem Hunt, too. I'm sorry what that situation happened with Kareem Hunt, that he got released from the Kansas City Chiefs, but this could be a new beginning for him with the Browns. Now that they have Baker Mayfield, now that they got Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry, all that offense is unstoppable. What else? What is another blockbuster trade? Antonio Brown going to Oakland. I don't really know. I don't really know what's going on with that. And there's been rumors. I don't know if it really went through yet, but I've been hearing rumors of Earl Thomas going to the Cowboys. That's going to be crazy if that happens. That's really going to be crazy because Earl Thomas is such a hard-hitting safety, and that's what the Cowboys have been lacking so much. They've really been needing that. Like, they needed that hard-hitting body to the point that, oh well, we know Zeke, we know Amari Cooper going to do this, but what's going to happen on the offense? What's going to happen on the defensive side of the ball? Like, what's really going to happen? So yeah, these trades and stuff, it's a lot of them that's been working out pretty good. That's going to work in some teams' favor. When you guys hear this, give me some feedback. Email me at jscott@bulldogs.aamu.edu.